Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from the illustrious draftnetwork.com. Trevor, today we are here on this draft podcast to get back to the draft. We've been talking a lot about free agency and the moves that have been made there, and we've talked about how it's impacted the draft, and we'll do a little bit of that today as well, but we got to talk quarterbacks, man. We got to look at the 2019 NFL draft landscape. We got to ask ourselves hard questions about every team in the first round. Do they need a quarterback? Will they take one first round? That's our goal today, Trevor, to get through every team picking first round. Ask ourselves, do they need a quarterback? And if they do, will they take one first round? Do they need one bad enough to take first round? Are you ready for the challenge, sir?
I'm just trying to cope with you changed up the tempo to open up the show, and I'm just trying to
because you know, I normally the word I'm illustrious.
I'm a man of rhythm. Okay, we've recently found out that I'm type A.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to cope.
Have you admitted that to the world?
I just did ever since you said that to me at the combine, every single time I think about either like things being in order or things being out of order or things that bug me, I'm like, God damn it, he was right.
That's funny.
I'm super type A.
Yeah, you're very type A. Yeah, very type A. It's funny. Yeah. You got to take that Enneagram test, man. We got to make you do it live on the podcast. Getting to know Trevor. Learning Trevor for the people.
That better be a bonus one. People aren't going to tune in on the weekdays for that. But okay, yes, I'm down for it. Let's do it. Let's figure out
who's the quarterback. It's the tough one right off the bat. The Arizona Cardinals.
No. No.
Agreed. You know, we don't think they do, nor do I think they will. They were not at Kyler Murray's pro day.
I do think that they're going to – I think it's in the conversation that they're going to take Kyler.
Interesting.
I really
it definitely was not in the conversation in January. We'll see what we can say here down the stretch. But, yeah, I think it may lightly be in the conversation for Arizona now. I still do not expect it to happen.
But here is the thing. If it's in the conversation at all, that's who you go with, right?
I don't think so.
There's no this or that. Because if you are thinking about it, then you don't believe in Rosen.
Here's what I feel like I can say. I think that the fact that the Cardinals are showing interest in quarterbacks at all is kind of like a message to Rosen, and how he responds could dictate how serious things are. It is nothing to do, in my opinion, with whether they think Rosen is talented enough to be their franchise quarterback. That I don't believe there's a question there. Like, I don't believe they're worried about Rosen's talent whatsoever. They may have a level of expectation for a quarterback who's a leader of their franchise that other teams might not have, that Rosen may not have. And if that doesn't line up, I'm being super general here, I know, but I'm being general on purpose because I may be able to say more at a later point, but this is kind of what I'm able to say right now. If that doesn't line up, you know what I mean? Like that goal, like of what a franchise quarterback should be in terms of time spent at the facility, all this kind of stuff, you know, and we all know Rosen has other things, you know, it's off season. Like, some teams care and some teams don't care. Like Carson Palmer lived at the Arizona facility, like literally moved his family there. Like, so Steve Keim, you know, maybe that's what he's used to. Now, do I believe that they're enamored in a kid who is just going to play baseball and who, you know, I mean, I don't know, but you've spent your whole life thinking about baseball, right? Like, he's been ready to play baseball, got drafted to play baseball. Like, he hasn't thought about playing the NFL at all. So like with it comes, like, he has never put in that kind of time to baseball. So do I feel like they're like, oh yeah, this kid's going to be the answer for us for sure? I don't think they are that way. I think they're keeping their options open to see kind of what it spurs up with Rosen, also to keep themselves fresh. If it isn't Rosen long-term, the Steelers, they like a lot of teams, they'll like dry run quarterback interviews basically to continue to figure out what they want. And Kingsbury and Keim have to be in quarterback meetings and interviews to figure out what they want at the position. Because if it isn't Rosen in 2 years, guess what? They don't want to be out of a job, or if it isn't Rosen after this next year, they don't want to be out of a job. They want to be able to have answers as a duo together. You know, Keim hired Kingsbury. Like, So they teams will do that. They will dry run quarterbacks, and they will put them through all this evaluation process so that they can figure out as a staff what they want when the time comes to take one high. That's a super common practice in the NFL. So that could be something that's important for Kiman Kingsbury, who I don't think have ever worked together, to get on the same page with. So there are a lot of factors to any perceived interest in Kyler Murray. Still has been very light on the surface, and by the way, in terms of perceived interest there. But man, you realize how bad this would be if they took a quarterback number one overall after just trading up in the top 10 for a quarterback the year before.
I mean, it wouldn't be great.
Would be debilitating for a franchise with as many needs as they have. So
I mean, if it doesn't work.
It's not gonna.
Brother, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if it works, then none of the concerns come to fruition. Sure, I mean, you just assume it's not gonna work.
Yeah, or it's not like there's a great team in place. Is my main thing, and I just don't know any quarterbacks that can come in and be like transcendent in that environment. So, yeah, I mean, you could say Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting quarterback in the league right now. I don't know if he would be transcendent in the Cardinals' current what we saw
that's
last
fair.
Year. Anyway, so
that's fair.
Okay, so you think it's in the conversation. But yes. We think ultimately no, right?
I don't even want to say ultimately. I just don't even know with Arizona. I really don't.
Okay. I'll say no for you. San Francisco at number two. Don't need one. Aren't going to draft one. Jets at number three. Don't need one. No. Aren't going to draft one. Raiders at number four.
I don't think that they're going to draft one, if that's what you're asking me.
Right. We both agree they need one. Neither of us think they're going to draft one. Why do you say it that way?
I kind of genuinely believe Mayock and Gruden when they say that they like Carr, and I don't think they're going to move on from Carr this year. Like, I think what they're going to do with these three first-round picks is they're going to use them to pick up three really good players.
Right.
And if Carr is not the guy, they'll know that, and they'll be bad enough next year to where they're still picking in the top 10, and they'll pick a quarterback next year.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I think they're doing. That's really what I think they're doing.
I agree with you completely. Yep. I think they're going to, but their point is we're going to build a great team. And if Carr's the answer, we're paying him a ton of money. If he's the answer this year, great. But there's no job security on the line with Mayock or Gruden. Perfectly content to draft high again next year. What, they have two first round picks next year, right? Pretty sure. So
yeah,
now they're going to, now they'll go into next year and they'll be like, all right, now's their time to get a quarterback. If we have to trade that other first round pick.
It makes total sense.
Yep.
It makes total sense for them to not pick a quarterback this year.
I would actually go so far as to say it would be dumb for the Raiders to take a quarterback this year because I am just too worried about all of them across the board and their ceilings and what they could be. And next year's – I'm not saying I'm excited about – like, next year's class is going to be amazing, but I am saying that I think that the potential for next year's class to be great is better than this year's class, if that makes sense.
Fair, yeah.
Bucks at number five. Okay, no. You know they're not going to take a quarterback, but let's just pause for a quick second to say what outline for us Jameis Winston and like what has to happen here for him. Like if Jameis sucks, Jameis has a year this year like he had last year, is it done? Is it over for him in Tampa?
That's their biggest nightmare.
Right. He's got to show market improvement and then he gets the big deal.
Well, I mean, he has to show something one way or the other, really, is the thing. If he has another year like last year, I'm not talking about the middle of the year. Like, him playing at any point that gets him bench-worthy means that he's not going to sign a long-term contract. But, like, for example, the Jameis Winston that was at the end of the season, he was good, but obviously, like, not good enough to, you know, still get them wins down the stretch. That's their nightmare, that he plays, like, good, right? And you go like, yeah, he was good. And then you got to sit there and wonder if you want to make this guy the highest paid quarterback in the NFL because it's what you're gonna have to do,
right?
So like, that's their biggest nightmare. I have no idea what's gonna happen. I assume that he's going to improve under Bruce Arians because I do think Bruce Arians is a really good coach, so we'll see. But yeah, I'm optimistic about it for him just because he played well down the stretch. He really did. And once Dirk Cutter kind of got out of his ear, then I think that he played a lot better because him and Dirk did not get along like at all. Like there was a clear rift between.
And
the
was
two.
It was that on Jameis or Dirk or both parties? You feel like that could be an issue in the future with Jameis? Is it
really
something that starts with him?
I was kind of just like Dirk. It was his first time as a head coach. He rubbed people the wrong way. He was sort of stubborn with a lot of stuff that he did. And
he's kind of abrasive, right, Dirk? And
yeah,
just
I mean, like
the way
that's
he is.
Just like. Yeah, how it was. And I think a big problem with Dirk Cutter is that he kind of like assumed that everybody was going to like be a professional and show up and like want to devote to the team and devote to the game plan and win, and that's just not the case with grown men playing in the NFL, man. You've got people playing football for all different kinds of reasons. And when people like – when he had to start dealing with people as a head coach, I think that that's probably where he failed a big time and just started to like lose people. So anyways, no, they're not taking a quarterback.
The Giants at number six.
If the Giants don't take a quarterback at six – you can never trust anyone in this regime ever again. No matter what team
can you
they
trust
go
him
for,
now?
Ever. No, you can't. And that's the catch 22, John, because actually it's not a catch 22. It's just a two-sided coin. Both of them are L's.
So the Giants are screwed.
These
period.
Guys suck.
Yesterday on Twitch, you were just straight, just absolutely furious at the Giants. And
didn't
I don't
they basically
blame you.
Say yesterday, didn't they basically say when they were talking about the trade, they're like, yeah, we're going back to Smash Mouth football. Leave.
Yeah.
Leave, dude. Leave. Get leave out. The league.
This
Please.
Ain't the league for you.
Go play in the AFL. Go coach in the AFL. I don't care.
AAF, but yes.
Whatever. XFL.
Start your
AMF.
Separate league. I mean, it's bad, man.
PQF. I don't care.
And
get
it's
out.
The Giants,
get
too.
Get out of the NFL.
Let's not forget it matters, you know, that it's the Giants and what that organization has meant to the NFL and the history there and even the recent success and, you know, even the New York factor. This is going to be biblical, like how
if
bad this is.
If they don't take a quarterback at six, it's embarrassing.
Now, at the same time, I'll say this. Let's say Kyler Murray's off
no.
the board.
What? No, what? I don't know what you were going to say. I'm just sorry.
Let's say Kyler Murray's off the board. Then do you feel like they have to take, like Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray's their top guy, just settle for the second guy? Or like
they 100% have to take Dwayne Haskins.
Okay. My personal opinion is that you take the quarterback when you feel like he's the guy for you in your future.
Okay, that was last year. They screwed up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now what do you do?
Yeah.
Because right now you have a roster that doesn't make any freaking sense, that it's about as rock bottom of a rebuild as you could possibly get. You're picking six overall. You have a 38, 39-year-old quarterback. And if you don't draft one with your top pick this year, you are literally just punting into next year and hoping that you get put in the right situation for a quarterback, or else you're doing the exact same thing again. Because we do this grass is always greener thing all the time. And like, whereas I can look at the quarterback class next year and go, okay, yeah, Tua, Justin Herbert, Who else? I don't know who else is coming. We have no idea what next year's going to hold.
Oh, yeah,
we really
I
don't.
Agree with that. Yeah, I very much
and
agree
that's
with
the
that.
Thing. Like, I'd pick Dwayne Haskins 100%. And you know what? If Dwayne Haskins doesn't pan out as at least the rookie that you would want, draft another one. That's where the Giants are right now. They have traded away every single good player on their team other than Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram, I guess.
Yeah.
But like everybody else is so extremely replaceable, especially at quarterback, and they don't even have a blueprint right now.
No, yeah, it's bad.
So if you don't pick a quarterback at six, I think you're an idiot. I already do. Sorry, but pick a quarterback at six.
Okay, so Giants, yes, they need one, and they're going to take one.
Yes.
Okay, Jaguars at seven.
They're not taking one. No.
No chance.
I would say no chance. Yeah, I really would.
I think there's still a chance, but. I also have, are the details out on this Nick Foles contract? Like,
yeah, $51 million guaranteed. What more do you need, brother?
Whoa! What is that for real?
Nick Foles, didn't he get like $50 million guaranteed? Right?
Oh, $50 million guaranteed, but we don't know. I thought you meant like in year one or something. Like, or like, well, how's it spaced out?
I hold on, let me look.
It isn't in there. It isn't available yet. I looked.
You don't know that, actually.
Well, on SpotRack, it's not, but.
Okay, well, you don't know that, actually.
But I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, well, you don't know that, actually. So.
But I will say this. So let's say the deal is front-loaded for Nick Foles, meaning they can get out of it after 2 years or so. And that without.
All right, I got your deal details right here.
Do you? Do you have it? No, year by year?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, I was going to say. If they can do that, I really lean toward them still taking a quarterback because Foles is like 31. Like, I mean, and he's talked about retiring before went back to play with Doug Peterson. So now that he's got $50 million guaranteed, he may feel a little bit more like retiring. I just think that, I don't still think he's a guy you can count on long term. So the question will be how this deal is structured with him. You know, if there's a ton of guaranteed money into year three and four, I'm starting to get a little, I'm like, no, the way this is set up. But say they draft one this year and then that guy's ready to take over next year and, you know, Foles is in place if they need him, but if not, he's not. And Foles is a guy that'll very easily take the backseat when another starter comes in. So
I would tell you that there's a real chance that they might take one next year, but I mean, I don't think this year. I really don't.
What do the Giants need then? Or what do the Jaguars need if they're not taking a quarterback? A right tackle, I guess. I mean,
An actual wide receiver.
They have like five skinny, fast wide receivers right now.
A tight end.
Yeah, a tight end. They cared about that.
An actual running back.
Oh wow, that was the body blow right there, brother. Gosh, imagine taking a running back at four, Trevor. Imagine taking a running back at the fourth overall pick in a draft with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, watching him become the eighth best running back in the class. Not even a question at this point. Watching that happen, watching him ride the pine for your team late in the season, showboat on the bench, get yelled at, be on the fringe of getting cut, come back to lead your organization. I mean, can a scenario work out worse for an NFL team? And we would just start doing the podcast, and I remember our response to the Jags. I get it. It makes sense the way that they want to play football. But guess what? The way they want to play football is stupid. And then it worked for like a year. But
it did work for a year. Because why? Because Blake Bortles didn't turn the ball over.
Right. Yep. And that was sustainable long term.
At an unsustainable rate.
And the AFC was as bad a conference as I can remember in my life. 100%. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason that worked.
Okay, so I don't think the Jags are taking one at all. You think so?
I think they could. No, I think they could. I want to see Nick Foles the way the contract's laid out. So we have the Raiders. No, we actually, you think the Cardinals, you don't know. I think no to the Cardinals. The only teams I've said yes to so far, I think the Giants could, and I think the Jaguars could. The Lions, no way. Bills, no way. Broncos? No.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely could.
Yes.
We do have this one, so I can tell you exactly what the situation is with one Joseph Blue Flacco. See what I did there?
No.
Brother, old school. Seen old school?
Oh.
Yeah.
I went way over my
we
head.
Still don't have dead cap for him. We still don't have details. We know what his cap hit is. I would imagine they got to be able to get out of this contract. His cap hit? His cap hit when he's 36 in 2021 is 24 mil, brother. Right now it's 18.
That was a terrible deal, dude.
Oh, gosh. But I would imagine, my guess is they can get out of that.
Yeah, so they've got to be able to.
Years one. So, yeah, and that's only 3 years. So,
Cincinnati?
Yeah, I feel good about that, Denver. Cincinnati, here's an interesting one no one's really talked about. Is quarterback on the table for the Bengals, Trevor? I think he kind of is.
I mean, like, there's a difference between should it be?
Oh, it definitely should be. But there's no tie to Andy Dalton now with the new staff. And
that's
true. I know the top is still making decisions there, but there really isn't. And after
that
this season,
is true.
After this season, you can get, wait, actually, yeah, after this, you can get away from Andy Dalton for no dead cap hit.
Wow.
They're done with the guarantees in his deal. So it is very much on, and there are only 2 years left too in his contract. So if they like a quarterback, absolutely. Absolutely.
Might as well cut him now.
And something to think about with the Bengals too, Trevor. They just re-signed Preston Brown to be their middle linebacker. The Vontaze Burfict's still on the roster, so I'm assuming they're still going to play him. What other move did they make? I'm drawing a blank here.
Did you see they were like thinking about trading AJ Green? Like somebody threw that around?
Yeah, everybody was getting that was talked about that they might to try and make that kind of a move, but didn't happen. Oh, and Bobby Hart. They re-signed Bobby Hart. So they re-signed two bad players, both at 3 years, 21 mil. So that was terrible that they did that, but they kind of gave them like money to be starters. And Bobby Hart's 24 years old, and you just gave him a 3-year, $21 million contract. It's not like he's the old veteran you want to keep around. Like, they're setting themselves up, in my opinion, to take a quarterback at number 11. Doesn't mean they will. They want to have that option at number 11. They got their tackle and their linebacker. They're bad players, but they
signed them. Who would the Bengals take, though?
At quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Dwayne ain't going to be there.
Oh, yeah. At 11? I mean, this may be a move-up scenario is what I'm kind of...
It's literally like Drew Locker.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it might be Drew Locker, Jones. Will Greer at 11, brother?
Will Greer's not going top 100. You just said Daniel Jones, like it's not an awful pick, too.
Oh, it is, but Daniel Jones might actually go high. He wouldn't go at 11, but he might go actually in like the late first round. Will Greer's not going in the first three rounds.
Wow, first three? Wow.
First three. We had a bet on this back in the season, by the way, where you said Will Greer was for sure going first round. And I put a bet on it that he wouldn't go first round. And now I think
I don't remember this.
yeah, I can find the audio, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I. All right, good.
I could, but I'm not, I don't want to do that to you, man. I'll do it.
Okay,
I'll find
all right.
it.
Think you need. Okay. All right.
But I think we both agree that's not going to happen. But no, I'm telling you, NFL doesn't like Will Greer.
All right, sneaky need for Cincinnati. Okay.
I think it's yes. I think it's primary need for, maybe even for Cincinnati. I think it could be their
Green Bay
really what they want. Green Bay, yeah, no chance. Miami, I'm almost inclined to say no, which is funny because they haven't addressed the position at all. I mean, this team is running out of options. It's not going to be Bridgewater. It's not going to be Tyrod Taylor. It's not well. It could be Ryan Tannehill, Trevor. He's still here. How is that possible? Didn't they literally come out and say to the media, yeah, we're moving on from Ryan Tannehill? Like, yeah, I swear they said that. Like,
I felt like it was a thing.
Bro, they cannot go. If they're going to tank, do it with, hang on, stand by, let me see who's on the roster. Jake Rudock or
Dolphins reportedly moving on from Ryan Tannehill, expected to be cut. But that was in the beginning of February, and that was just a report.
Oh, it's not going to happen, bro. How are they doing this?
Who said this?
This is incredible. You cannot do this for another year. It's a new staff. Move on. He's got two years left.
Somebody from the Miami Herald reported that, but...
Bro, guess what Ryan Tannehill's cap hit is this season if he's not cut?
$22
million. No. $26.5 million.
What's his dead cap hit?
13, which is horrible, but who even cares? Compared to paying him $26 million. But the problem is they like what are the other quarterback options right now?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I would cut him and I would play Fitzpatrick and I would be horrible. Who's gonna be worse for you though? Ryan Tannehill or Fitzpatrick?
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles. Yeah, there's a way to tank right there, Trevor. You may be onto something. Sign him for 1 year.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Of course, yeah.
What does Blake Bortles get? Like, who would be interested in Blake Bortles? Nothing, right? Like, he shouldn't get any interest at all.
When you put it that way.
I mean, honestly, like, it's time to go play in the AAF. Like, I genuinely have no idea.
He's
going to
be quarterback of my Birmingham Iron.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Or my San Diego Fleet.
Are the Fleet really bad?
No, they're a winning record now. 3-2. Oh,
I think the Fleet play the Iron this week.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't watched a game since week one. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how you guys have time, but I'm going to try and watch this week.
It's just like on a Sunday, and I'm just like being chilling.
I need to put it on. Yeah, I need to put it on. The problem is I'm always doing family stuff on Sundays, and so...
Imagine having a family in this economy.
I knew that was coming. But the quarterbacks that are honestly left, they could honestly play.
Okay, Manziel.
Mike Glennon's out there. Manziel.
Tebow.
Josh McCown doesn't have. Oh, you still got Brock Osweiler out there? He was on Miami last year. Bring him back. That's a way to tank. I mean, there's literally like not even a. There's not even a remotely capable starting option that's
Marcus
available.
Vick.
Good choices, by the way, if you're looking to tank. Okay, so Miami, but I don't think they do. I don't think Miami's taking a quarterback in the first round. Do you agree? Disagree?
It's always hard to predict when your team's just going full tank because you never know what they're gonna do.
Right.
You just never know. And so I really don't have a good feel for Miami.
I mean, have they signed any? They haven't signed like a single free agent. Like they've let all their guys go.
Devontae Parker.
Right. let Juwan James go, Cameron Wake go. Though not going to bring back the old guys, Sly Williams and Ziggy Hood and William Hayes, like all those guys. They're letting all the old guys get off the roster, basically. Yeah, they're just, they're in tank mode, brother. Will Miami be the worst team in the NFL next season?
I mean, they certainly hope they are.
Right. Yeah, I think they're
going to be the worst. They want Tua.
I think or Herbert. Yeah, one of them.
No, they want Tua.
Oh, did they tell you?
Yes.
Wow. That's very forthcoming. The new staff really needs to get a button on things.
Atlanta
14.
No.
Matt Ryan's getting up there. It's not going to be
It's a no.
Okay. Just want to point out he's getting old. Washington, I think no. Case Keenum, they're going to see how it goes for a year, see where Alex Smith's at. And
with Washington is that, like, you look at the roster and you go, okay, yeah, they certainly need a quarterback because you don't think that Case Keenum's really going to be the long-term answer. I think he's going to do better in Washington than he did in Denver just because the offensive system's a little bit more friendly for him. I think he's going to have a lot more of a run game to like lean on and be able to play
much
action
better
stuff.
Offensive line.
Yeah, and so like I think that he will be better in Washington, but like the thing is, like, you can't sit at 15 and want a quarterback, you know?
Yeah, right.
You can't sit at 15 and want a quarterback.
Your best bet there is Daniel Jones.
So, but like, even then, like, how happy are you with Daniel Jones if you're picking him 15th?
Well, I wouldn't be happy with him at all, but.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Right. So I don't think Washington takes a quarterback.
I agree with you. I think they're staying in pat. And I think you can say that basically about the rest of the first round, unless we get maybe to the 20s here, but the Panthers, no. The Giants at 17. Here's what will really piss you off, Trevor. The Giants in the top 10 going with another position, letting a couple quarterbacks get drafted, and then taking like the fourth best quarterback in the draft or the fifth best quarterback in the draft at number 17. Like that's the worst, right? Not even going all in on the top guy. Just
I'll
like
punch my own nuts live on the draft stream.
Gonna have to change the rating on this podcast. Vikings at 18.
I meant the like Planters peanuts that we're gonna have on the side of the set.
Right.
I'm just gonna punch them.
Makes complete sense. They're often kept on the side of the set. Titans at 19.
Per our request.
For your punching needs. Titans at 19. No, but I feel like we are really like locking ourselves into Mariota mode here, and I'm just
we are on the cusp, John, of like 8 teams needing a quarterback next year.
We're really in the in-between stage right now this year. So
like next year could be nutty.
Next year's draft could be wild, both because of the talent, the team needing a quarterback lining up with it. It's just going to be crazy. We need more quarterbacks, but right now it's looking really enticing. Pittsburgh, no. Seattle, no. Baltimore, no. Houston, no. Oakland at 24 or 27. You know, if Daniel Jones floating around here, I can't rule it out. But I just, I'm certainly not putting any betting money on that. Philly, Indy. The Chargers need a quarterback of the future. It's not going to happen in round one. Kansas City, Green Bay, L.A. New England needs a quarterback of the future. Also not going to happen in round one. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is your breakdown of the teams that need quarterbacks in the 2019 NFL draft first round and whether we think or not that they may address them and may take a quarterback in this draft. So could see 4 in the first round, probably more likely 3. Trevor, you want to give a prediction for how many we see go round one now that really all the quarterback names are off the board so far in free agency?
It's going to be at least 3.
I think we're going to see 3, yeah. Yeah, I would be surprised if Locke or Haskins get out of there, and I think we kind of know. Yeah, I think we kind of know they got where Kyler Murray's at. So, all right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's our thoughts on the 2019 NFL draft order. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Tomorrow we'll be back. More great stuff. Until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.